I told you yesterday of my experience in the cave of Poonamasi and how I had to pass through a phase of inner dryness. Well, that morning I was not really crossing the desert, but after I had taken my lunch at the house of some devotees, I went to Vrinda Devi's place. It's a beautiful place. It looks like a garden with many, many tulsi plants, trees which are full of green parrots who make concerts, very beautiful concerts. And more than anything, maybe, a beautiful temple which is built right on the side of the sacred pond and has a little veranda overarching the pond. When I arrived, there was a dog sleeping on the left side before the altar. Beautiful. I mean, he was a little outside of the altar. Sat down and chanted and said again a prayer. And all of a sudden, I felt an atmosphere surrounding me, almost like an ocean of, let us say, nectar, which is came from all sides, and my soul was finally able to relax and rest in the nectar or in the loving atmosphere of Vrinda Devi. In spiritual life, we have to be aware that there is a dimension which we cannot access by our own strengths. It's a platform, a level of existence, a reality where our mind and our efforts cannot go. We have to be invited there. And there is a threshold that is something which is on the border between material and spiritual. And this threshold is usually guarded by divine personalities like either Vrinda Devi, Poonamasi, Lord Shiva. They are the threshold guardians. So I could feel how all of a sudden I was taken and given entrance into the divine atmosphere. Wow, this was such a good afternoon, an afternoon of blessings. I would like to encourage all of you to worship during the month of Kartik, Vrinda Devi. Either you have the sacred plant or a photo, and to sing the Tulasi prayers. There is one line or two lines which says, "It is my cherished desire that you, O Tulasi, grant me residence in the pleasure groves of Vrindavan. Then my eyes shall always behold the abundant beauty of the divine couple." Let us be in no doubt. The spiritual world is there, but we have to be invited or brought there, as opposed to marching in with our own effort. And to be given entry is done by these divine personalities, one of whom is Vrinda Devi. So, worship Tulasi or Vrinda Devi, that will be very good for getting entrance.